Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Christy McVeigh on vocals there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Amit Kazar. Multifunding is the name of his company. Multifunding.com is the website. Amit, tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, sure, Jim. What we do is we work with small business owners and entrepreneurs across the country to help them find the best possible loan or working capital options for their business. So, particularly with the onslaught of online lenders out there, it's easy to get caught in a scam. It's easy to get caught in the solution that's not right for your business, and you can get in a lot of trouble. And our job is to help our customers find the best possible match for their businesses, and that's what we do.
And a very important role he plays, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of people really need help with this. We're talking, Ami, about your advice to Washington. And you gave him some good advice in the last segment. You said we need to know more about the lending landscape, don't we? Basically, what's the lending activity out there? Now, one of the things the ICBA says, the Independent Community Bankers say, is they do have some statistics. They say that a community bank makes almost 6 out of 10 loans to small businesses in America. I don't think we have the numbers. We don't have what those loans are.
Yeah, Jim, I think that they're probably right when they look at the stats of the loans that are reported in the FDIC call report. But I'll tell you that there are, and it's another one of the issues that I raised in what I think, what I would hope the presidential candidates will be talking about this year. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of banks being run out of garages in this country right now. And
how does that work?
We see them pop up every day. They're either in the form of cash advance companies, online small business lenders, and they're getting bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger.
And they're funded. Oftentimes, they're funded by venture capital, by angel capital, that kind of thing.
Venture funds, hedge funds, lending money at 50% APRs, up to 200% APRs. The stats aren't clear. The pricing is tricky, and there are hundreds of them, and they're popping up every day. And you could open one up in your garage tomorrow morning if you wanted to, and put up some ads on Google and start advancing money or lending money, and they're having an impact on the business loans and the activity, whether it's the community banks or the big banks. And they're obviously, or you'd assume they're making some money because they're out there and they're living and they're employing thousands and thousands of people. And we don't know who they are, what they're doing, how they're doing it. There's no evidence at all of any regulatory agency taking a hard look at what's going on out there, and it's intertwined to the issue of just poor lack of information. I think it's
and you've got a lot of desperate small businesses who, if they can get the money, they don't think about how much it's going to cost them, do they?
Yeah, we call it the high interest, the cash advance treadmill.
Yeah,
and we see it all the time. And good companies that just jump into one of these loans or advances, and then they get another and another and another because the amortization periods on these are so short,
right?
And the cash flow pressure is so high.
Yeah, it's basically like dealing with a pawn shop.
In many instances, it's like payday lending for small business.
Yeah,
except
desperate people doing desperate things, and you know, we've talked about this on the show many times before, folks. Be sure to if you get to the point, I don't know if you agree with me, but if you get to the point where that kind of a loan is attractive to you, you're probably already out of business. You just don't know it. What do you think?
A lot of the time, but not all the time. So sometime you might just fall for the convenience of it.
Well, no, that's well, now you're talking about now. You know, you should work harder to find a better deal, is what you're saying, and I agree with that.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, and that's where you come in, and that's the reason why I encourage people to check multifunding.com and see if Ami can help you. Ami, come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Ami Khazar, ladies and gentlemen, multifunding.com. Check out what he does there, and see if he can't help you. And I bet you'll find some help there. Indirect, if not direct. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.